Hello and welcome to the Pursue Your Potential podcast, where we are going over a variety of topics to help you pursue your potential in every area of your life. I'm your host, Taylor. Today is episode number 26, and we are going to be going over the topic of training. There's a really big difference between exercising and doing random stuff versus training for a specific goal and having a program that's tailored to you and to help you get to that goal. So that's what we're going to be going over today. Before we get into that, I do want to ask you for a quick favor. If you like my podcast, if you like this episode, it would be really cool if you could go leave me a 5-star review. Or if you want to share this with your friends, share it in a text, share it in your, your stories and tag me. Any way that you can share the love, it would be really, really cool and I do appreciate it. So thank you for that ahead of time. So let's get into this episode. This topic was inspired by talking with some of my clients and random people, helping them out with stuff when they're DMing me. And I thought that this would be a really good topic to bring on here, especially because a lot of my clients listen to this and it's nice to have the refresher, or maybe there's something that we haven't gone over yet and you're going to be hearing this. And I understandably that everybody is on a different level, a fitness level. And I'm just understanding more and more that the levels are going to dictate how much you know about what you're doing. And sometimes it's a little too soon to go over certain things that might be a little more complicated. So if you're ready for this, if you're ready to understand training a little bit more, then this is the episode for you. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my client process because I think that that'll be very helpful and help give you an understanding of why this is super important. So when I have a client come to me, I ask them a lot of questions. And one of the questions is, what is their goal? If their goal is to get stronger, their program needs to be catered to that. If they're trying to build muscle, their program needs to be catered to that. If they're just trying to exercise for health benefits and they don't care about muscle or strength, their program is going to reflect that. So I need to know what the goal is. Are you just trying to exercise? Do you want to develop muscle? Do you want to get stronger? Because the programs are going to look significantly different. Someone who's just trying to build some muscle and build up that booty and those shoulders and whatever, try to look like a bikini competitor, they're going to have a program that looks very different from someone who's trying to get stronger or someone that is just trying to have a good time and get their workout in. So you may see, you know, the typical isolation workouts, the strength workouts, or you may see circuit training, and that's going to, of course, depend on the goal. I have a lot of clients that I've worked with in the past and currently who love the circuits. They feel like they can get them in and done. It fits their schedule. It fits what they want. They don't really enjoy going to the gym for an hour and just doing, you know, some squats and leg presses and stuff like that. And everything, there's a time and a place. But if you are just trying to get your body moving, there's no reason you shouldn't have something that has a lot more variety and is super fun. So your program is going to reflect that. Now, I'm going to go over some of the rep ranges for different goals so you can have a better understanding of that. And these things will have some other factors to them to make them more optimal. And I'll go over that a little bit as well. This is supposed to be more beginner level information, so I don't want to go too deep. So we have the ideal rep ranges for different goals. The lower reps are going to be mostly for strength, and the higher reps are going to be for muscle building or endurance. So if you see something that says like a 1 to 5 rep range, that's going to be strength. If you see something that's 5 to 8 reps, that's going to be strength and some muscle. 8 to 10 reps, muscle with some strength. 10 to 12 reps, muscle with some endurance. 12 to 15 reps, endurance with a little bit of muscle. And 15 to 20 reps, mostly endurance, and anything above that is going to be endurance. So that's really important for you to know, because if you're trying to build up your muscles, you should be in the range of hypertrophy or muscle building. You don't want to be doing a lot of endurance stuff because there's not a whole lot of time under tension with that. So time under tension is going to be a technique or a way to just talk about the duration of which that muscle is under tension, time under tension. So you don't want to be flying through the movement. You want to do it nice, slow, and controlled to help you get that muscle breakdown. And that's really important for hypertrophy because that's how the muscle is going to grow. If you are wanting to get your endurance up, you're wanting to do something that's fast paced, that's going to be really high reps and probably lower weights. That's going to be mostly light weights. Okay, so your training should reflect that. If you're just doing random things all the time, there's no rhyme or reason to it, it's going to be really hard for you to achieve those results, or it might take a long time. So you want to be on a program that is designed for that, maybe 8 to 12 weeks, and you're going to have to determine that as you go. Working with a coach can be very helpful because then they can look at your progress week to week and just understand that this is what's happening, this is what we're seeing. You, if you're trying to get really strong, say you're just trying to get strong, you're not necessarily trying to compete in like a weightlifting meet or something like that, then, you know, having a coach might not be what you're going for, but it is also still very important because when you're in those low rep ranges trying to get strength, it's really helpful to have someone with you to spot you, to make sure that you're safe, to make sure that you're lifting properly. And when you get to those low reps and heavy, heavy weights, it's really common and really easy to lose your form and potentially get injured. So it would be, you know, optimal to make sure that you're working with a coach first, something like that. And or if you have a friend that's going to the gym with you that can spot you, that's great too. I don't typically, the only clients that I've worked with really that are in those low rep ranges are people that are really advanced and they're totally fine. They have a workout buddy or someone that is able to do the workouts with them. But for a lot of my online clients, a lot of the women that I work with, they are not working in those ranges. Not only because that's not their goal, they don't care about getting stronger really, they just want to, they want to change their body shape and get some muscle and lose some body fat. And that's great for me because as an online coach, it is a lot harder for me to have clients doing those low reps because it's not very safe. If they are able to do those, I ask them to please get a spotter or to use the Smith machine so that they are not risking getting injured. So there's a little breakdown with that. That's really important to understand. Now, there's something else with this that's really important, and this can also be applied to the time under tension, is adding some tempo into that. You may see that you're seeing people do pause squats or just moving really slow with the bar. They may be counting down and pause and up. And that's really, really common, and it's a good way to kind of manipulate what you're doing. Like, for instance, if you're at home and you're doing a lot of home workouts, but all you have is some light weights, you can make that workout harder for you by just taking a little bit longer to do it. If you're just flying through the movement, it makes it a lot easier. You're not getting as much time under tension with that. So if you can do some tempo with that, it's going to help significantly. So that's also, I know that I'm talking about the rep range, that's very important, but also the set range, how many sets you're doing is going to play a big role into it. So for strength training, it's very common to see 5x5, that's 5 sets of 5 reps. And if you see that, that is strength, that is going for strength. More for the muscle building numbers, we're going to be looking at 3 sets, 4 sets, looking mostly into the 6 to 12 range is going to be a lot of muscle building. So if you're seeing this on your program, that is what the goal is. If you're seeing that on your program and it doesn't reflect your goal, you need to ask whoever created the program, you need to ask me, you need to ask whoever coaches and make sure, say, hey, like this doesn't look like what I'm supposed to be doing. Can you explain this? And, you know, you can always ask if you're working with a coach, you know, they know what they're doing and they're going to make sure that the program is for you. But if you happen to just grab a random program from somewhere and it doesn't have the right rep ranges, it's going to be a lot harder for you to achieve the goal that you're wanting to achieve. So a few other things about training is the time that it's going to take. Everybody is starting from a different place. If you are more advanced, you may be looking at just an 8 to 12 week training program, and that can help you significantly. If you are someone who's just starting out and you're wanting to build all this muscle and get strong, it's going to take you longer. Yes, you can do a lot in 8 to 12 weeks, but to see real results, it's going to take a long time. And a lot of the people that you're looking at that are super strong or have super built physiques, they've been working on that for years. They've been working hard. They may or may not have been people that were athletic growing up and played sports, and their body was just already pretty built from that. But it does take time. So a few other things to understand about training is, if you're wanting to get stronger, you're wanting to see results, there needs to be some progressive overload as much as you can, as often as you can. So what this means is, say that you're just starting out and you're lifting 10-pound dumbbells. At some point, you need to be trying to increase those. So if you are doing, let's say you're doing bicep curls and you grab 10-pound dumbbells and you do that this week, cool. Next week, you really should try to get up to 12, 12 and a half, whatever you have available. And then the following week, try 15s. And even if you can't do it, it's okay. If you can only get one rep at that weight and then go back down to what you were, that is still progressing. That is still lifting a little bit heavier than you were before. And that's the goal. It doesn't have to be every single week. It doesn't have to be a new heavy weight every single week. It can be just a set. You could do a set at 10, a set at 12, a set at 15. That is a very common thing to see. So if you are doing the same weight every set without really trying, you're not going to be progressing as much. The goal is to progressively overload the muscles week after week or set after set, whatever you can do for that time period until you are told otherwise. Because yes, you may have some deload weeks, you may have some different periods where you're not trying to do that, but for the most part, you do need to have progressive overload to progressively overload your muscles to make them stronger, to make them grow. So this is a really interesting thing that I've come across, especially working with women. A lot of them will stay in the lower reps and not really push themselves out of their comfort zone with the weight. And that's totally understandable. I was there once and I did not know what my potential was until I joined a CrossFit gym where they were all about PRs and trying to grow and get really, really strong week after week. And it really helped to have a good coach by my side that was able to help me with that. So when I was just doing bodybuilding, before I ever really got serious about lifting heavy, I was putting a little bit of weight on the bar to do back squats and thought that that was great. Never really tried to go much higher than that. I think the highest I ever went was maybe like 80 pounds trying to do squats. And I thought that that was really strong. Then I get into CrossFit and I learn how to properly squat. I learn how to really achieve what I was going for. And my squat strength went up so quick. I went from doing about 80 pounds to doing 100 pounds, 105, 115, 125, 135, and more and more and more. And that wasn't the only thing that I was lifting. I was doing strict presses where I had only ever used 20-pound dumbbells was the heaviest I got, which gets heavy. But I was then adding a barbell and putting plates on it and getting up really high. And that's super important to know, is a lot of times you don't know what you're capable of until you really try it. So as long as you can maintain your good form, as long as you can be safe and not injure yourself, you should be trying to increase your weight and do better and better each week. Very, very important. And I'm stressing this because I've had conversations with some of my clients a few weeks in after I've talked to them about this, and they are still using the same weights that they were the starting week. They aren't trying to progressively overload. And I think that that's my fault as a coach, that I'm not checking in on that more and asking them more questions about the weights that they're using and stuff like that. So I've really learned my lesson to make sure that I am asking those questions more so that they understand. And just, even if it's just reminding them, maybe we've had these conversations and they need to be reminded of what we're doing, what the goal is and how they're going to achieve results, then that is going to be very beneficial. So there's several things that will help you really take your training and make the most out of it. So one other thing that I want to hurry and dive into real quick, and like I said, I'm trying to keep this pretty basic and brief. The last thing that I want to add to this is very, very important. Your diet is going to play a huge role in this, in the results that you do or do not get. You need to be eating to fuel these workouts and to see results. Protein is one of the most important factors in what is going to happen with your body. You need to be eating adequate amounts of protein to build muscle mass, to preserve it when you're dieting, and to just overall have a really healthy diet. It is important to make sure that that is in there. So your calories are going to play a big role in what happens as well. We typically, when we are wanting to build muscle, we need to be in a good surplus. We don't want to be in too high of a surplus, but when we're really working to build muscle and strength, a lot of times we want to be working up to maintenance or a surplus to make that happen. Now, we do see these phenomenons, or whatever you want to call it, where people that have never really trained before, they start picking up some weights and eating a little bit better, and then they start seeing these awesome results with their muscles and their physique, and that's pretty cool. But that really only happens when you're just starting out. We call it the newbie gains, and after you've been working out for a while, it gets much harder to see those kind of gains, and you have to eat for it, you have to train for it, and you need to be recovering for it. Your recovery is also going to be playing a really big role in this, because if you're not recovering properly, you're not getting enough sleep, you're not eating good well enough, you are not staying hydrated, and you're super stressed out, it's going to be a lot harder on your results. So we want to create this environment to make the most out of your training. That is going to be the way that you train, the intention that you train with, your diet, your recovery. And I think that your attitude has a really big impact on it as well. You need to be patient and let the results happen. You need to trust the process and be cool with this taking some time, because like I said, this does take time. A lot of the people that you're seeing didn't just pick up weights 12 weeks ago and all of a sudden they've got these, you know, super muscular bodies. They've been working at it for a long time. And especially if you have been working out and you haven't been doing it with these things that we've been talking about today, then it is probably taking a lot longer than it should. So what I want you to think about is, what is your goal? And are you training for that goal? Do you have a program that can help you get that goal, achieve that goal? Or are you just kind of winging it, doing whatever workouts you see other people doing? You're watching people in the gym and then trying what they're trying and just kind of going all out, whatever you're doing, or lifting light weights and calling it a good day. Or, you know, what are you doing? And there's no right or wrong answer. If you're not interested in really seeing what you're capable and optimizing your results, that's totally fine. It's not for everybody. There's some people that are just grateful to be moving their body and exercising. So if you are somebody that's really wanting to make the most out of your training, if you're one of my clients who is working with me and you have not yet understood this, we need to be having more conversations, and I hope that this made sense so that I can better help you as a coach, because it's very important to me. You should be, like I said, we should be seeing progress week to week. You should be trying to lift more, even if you can't, just the act of trying, even if it's one set, a few reps, at least you're trying, at least you're putting a weight onto your body that it's never felt before, and you're giving it a real go. So I hope that you found that this was helpful. Again, this is just a brief, basic rundown of training. I will be doing another episode on this that's going to dive into it a little bit deeper. So that'll be it'll be number 2 of this, part 2. So watch out for that. Let me know if you have any questions. And I'm going to leave a few links in the description of this to help you out and kind of give you some more information about the stuff that I've been talking about today. And as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I will leave my email for you in the description. So thanks again for listening to this, and I hope that it helped you to pursue your potential, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.